92.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places in this world to find true love. One is in the courtroom bathroom right before the judge sentences you to 15 to life.
Whoa. Wow. I guess make it happen.
Yeah.
Well, you need practice before the big house.
Oh.
The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour that website every week to find the best that Misconnections has to offer. And this first one is titled Private Airline Lounge Club, Man for Woman, 36,
okay.
Airport.
Ooh, those things are so nice.
Yeah.
Says, it was just my luck that Costco credit card gave me two free passes to the fancy-dancy airport lounge.
There it is. That's me in the airport lounge. Like, yo, put rolls in your pocket, honey, so we can have
this
later.
I am not kidding. My buddy got us into the American Express lounge once. He's like, I have a free pass. I'm like, I've never been in one of these.
He goes on, and I don't know if you remember me telling you this, but I showed up 3 hours before my flight wearing nothing but cargo shorts and my funny travel t-shirt.
Oh, you do not look like you belong.
The t-shirt said, I heart landing strips.
Oh my God.
And there's like business
people.
No,
it didn't.
I bumped into you at the complimentary cereal bar, and I think I said, well, I guess these Lucky Charms aren't the only thing looking magically delicious.
That is terrible.
You gave me a silent laugh and walked away.
That's not a laugh.
No, it was...
The woman in the lounge, don't want that.
He goes on, I sent you two shots of American whiskey because good old USA liquor is the best way to punish your liver. I should know, I've had two transplants.
Oh my God.
Well, that's more than a punishment. That's like you're close to death.
But I noticed you weren't drinking them, so I slid over to the seat next to you and offered to help you out a bit. You still seemed a little uptight, so I joked that I was an airline pilot and I needed to get my booze on before the flight.
Is funny.
A few minutes later, security came over and escorted me out of the lounge. I don't fly much, but next time I do, I'm going to go back to that lounge and look for you again.
No, you're definitely blacklisted.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe I'll save up enough points on my TJ Maxx rewards card to buy a trip soon. That's signed, Freddie.
I wonder where Freddie goes
trips. I do love a man that's good with his points.
This next misconnection is titled Roadside Assistance Guy, Woman for Man, 37.
Okay.
Yesterday, my car broke down on the side of the highway, so I called AAA and some really basic woman told me a technician would be out soon. And 20 minutes later, you pulled up in your small white pickup truck with that cute little yellow light on top.
Oh, hello, AAA.
I looked in the rearview mirror and saw a rugged combination of biceps and boots walking my way.
You know, that is a good combination, ma'am.
And I thought, ooh, husband number four.
Oh, my God.
You walked up to my window and asked if you could look under the hood. I replied, you'll have to buy me dinner first, stallion.
Oh, God.
And I gave you a saucy wink.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Before I knew it, you reached into my car and aggressively popped the hood. And that made me feel satisfied.
That was it? That's all it took?
Because if I'm being honest, most men don't know where a woman's secret button is located.
Okay. This lady needs to meet the airport, dude.
She's been married three times before, Brooke, so she obviously knows what she's doing.
I understand that. It took me so long to find one husband.
She goes on, after checking the engine, you walked back around to my window and gave me a disapproving look.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Maybe because I had my curling iron plugged into that cigarette lighter thingy. Whoopsie.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds very dangerous.
After that, you jumped my car and took off to take care of another roadside emergency.
Oh, it's like Superman.
I do have one more question, though. If you see this, have you ever seen a banana crammed into a tailpipe before? Because I have.
I don't want to know. Yeah. I don't want to think about it any longer. Can we just move on to the next?
Just ruin AAA for me.
I'm done.
That's signed Portia.
Of course it is.
This next misconnection is titled, In Line Getting Your Passport Photo, Man for Woman, 41 Photoshop.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Says, while I was waiting in line to get my passport picture taken, I was standing closer to you than I should have. Being so close, I noticed how delicate and pure your lovely alabaster neck was.
What?
Jeez.
Stay away from the neck.
At one point, I asked you, does my eye look real?
What?
Stop!
You turned around and ever so politely said,
How would I know I've never met you before? So I coyly responded, strike one.
Wow.
Then I laughed out loud like I was an unbalanced child in a psych ward.
You should be in a psych ward.
I'm hoping they put you there soon.
A few minutes later, I tried to engage you in small talk about the weather.
Uh-huh.
That's when you pretended to be on your phone.
Uh-huh.
Good girl.
But you didn't even have a phone on you. You were just talking into your hand.
Okay. Did it work?
Strike two.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God. Go to the mace aisle. Get the mace.
Then they called your name. So as a joke, I went with you and told them it was going to be a couple's pick.
What?
Oh, my God.
This guy has jokes?
You responded by saying, you wish. Get a life, Hannibal.
Yeah, seriously,
yeah,
dude.
That was too accurate.
Strike three.
Okay.
Oh, what happens when there's three strikes?
Oh, my God.
Luckily for you, I have a 14-strike dating system.
Oh, thank God.
That isn't even a thing.
After that, my photo was quick, so I thought it would be romantic to chase you out into the parking lot.
Yes. Nice. It's always romantic to chase a stranger.
But you ran to your car and peeled out.
Yeah. Good.
Strike four.
Okay, it's all right. You got 10 more to go, girl. You're fine.
If you see this, meet me behind the Wendy's tomorrow at noon. I want to see if I can get strike five, six, and seven all in the same moment. That's signed Sarkoff the Brave.
Oh man, that is scary. I know, but in a horror movie, she really would meet him and then wonder why she got murdered.
She'd be like, okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Her misconnection just goes to show there really are some quality men out there.
Is that what that shows?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
14 strikes, you know, he's willing to see past your flaws.
Yeah,
what a gentleman.
And he wrote this, that's putting an effort.
Yeah. Those are your Craigslist misconnections. We got your phone tap coming up right after this.